Okay, this is Perek Dalet Hilchos Zichia Matana. Now we're moving more into halachas again of gifts. In the first set of halachas, Rambam deals with the ability to cancel or nullify a gift. Halacha Aleph, a makabos matana zachavos. Let's say a person acquires a gift, he can't nullify it, so to speak. Right. So what's an example? Let's say the person got the gift and he purchased it, but afterwards he just kept quiet about it, right? And then he retracted and said, "Vamra." So he was quiet. He accepted it. Was very quiet when he accepted it. Then tried to retract it by saying, "I don't want it." Oh, in a mikabo, I didn't accept it. Oh, hari batalo, or he says it's nullified. Oh, shamar mumza nirali ba, or I see a blemish in the gift. Lomro kolam, it's meaningless. Just like the giver cannot go ahead and retract it. Kach mikabo nilachzerbo. So to the receiver cannot retract once he receives it. Mikabo. So in such a case situation where the person says, what do you call it? That he does not desire the gift after it becomes into his possession, it becomes ownerless. The chol kodemba zachaba, anyone who takes it becomes theirs. Because the person received it, basically made a hafker after he received it. Avimayat meikaro. Let's say from the beginning of getting the gift, the Shimon, let's say getting the gift from Reuven, protested getting it. Lo kana makabel, then Shimon never purchased it because there's a bad shown, and it goes back to Reuven. Halacha base. Okay, so let's say a person transfers ownership of an item to somebody else through a third party. Okay. Kavon, what do you call it? Kavon shehechzik ba acher, kagon acher. So once someone else, meaning the third party, does mashiach on it, kagon shemashach, so for instance, he did mashiach on the movable property, or let's say it was a contract for real estate, got into his hand. Or he expressed ownership over the land. So then the other person, what do you call it? Shimon in this case, right, gets the property. Officially, even though the gift never actually got into his hand. And Reuven, in this case, cannot go back in. Yado, right? What do you call it? Shimon in this case, receiving it, has the upper hand. He can desire if he wants to accept it or not. Then it's just, excuse me, imrat samakabel, imlorat sayed makabel, shazachal adam shalafanab, right? Because, you can acquire something even if it's not in front of the person, bein chavalo el lafanav, but you can't make an obligation from him if it's not in front of him. Therefore, if a person desires to get a gift, it's considered to be a positive. Basically, you can't force a person to accept a gift. Now, zichalo al yide acher. So let's say, here's a question of a safek. Let's say there's another person accepts a gift, because Shama Kabel, Shasak, and there's another someone else, let's say Levi, accepts the gift on behalf of Shimon. And when Shimon hears about it, he's quiet. Then he protests. Says, I don't want it. How is this suffix? It's a question. If Shimon was quiet, meaning he already wants it, right? Or what do you call it? And he's stating that he doesn't want it. Oh, or Osha Sadak, and that's what's happening. Osha Sasak Nesha Dain Logili Adoklum. Or he's quiet because the item never got into his hand yet. And what he's protesting for, he's protesting that it was taken away. That's why someone else came along, because it's Safik, and took this item, right, in the situation where Shimon's Safik, then we don't take it away from this third person, that's Yehuda. Shimon Makabel Zacha. Because maybe what we'll say is that the Shimon did receive it. The Kevin Shamar in Yerotzaba, and when he said, I don't want it, he made it hefker. And as we know, since it's anyone who comes first and takes hefker becomes his. Vim chazro b'aylem arishonim. Now let's say the original owner, Shimon, come back and take the thing from him, and take it from, let's say, Yehuda. Right? So then, it should not be taken from them. Because maybe we'll say Shimon didn't really receive it. But Kevin Shamar, and he wrote that when he says, I don't want to know silver glass of Lokanosa. So he's really revealing what he always intended all along, which he didn't want the gift. There was no Kenyan of Rishus Bailam Bishonim, he Kayamas Dayan, and therefore the item, so to speak, is still in the domain of the original owners. Now, Reuven, Shirazalita, Mea Dinar of the Shimon. Let's say Reuven wants, so here's an example. Reuven wants to give 100 bucks to Shimon, the Shachlo Mea Adi Levi, and he sends the 100 bucks to Levi. Imamarlo Zachla Mea Zozo Shimon. So if he sent him the, what do you call it? If Reuven tells the Levi, right, purchase or take these 100 bucks on behalf of Shimon, own 10 mea zuzo Shimon, or give these 100 to Shimon, any achal lachzerbo. Reuben cannot go back on the gift. Avim amar lo, but he says to them, holach mea zuzo Shimon, bring these $100 to Shimon, yachal lachzerbo, and go back and actually get mea liat Shimon until the 100 bucks gets to Shimon. Okay? Halach Levi ben Meizuz, Shenishtach Imo Leholich on the Shimon. Now let's say Levi took the 100 bucks that he was sent to bring to Shimon, and he went around finding Shimon. Viki Shimon below Motzah, he can't find him. Yachzu Reuven, he brings it back to Reuven. May Shimon b'chai Reuven. Let's say Shimon dies while Reuven's alive. Yachzu Reuven al Yoshev. It goes back to Reuven or the inheritors. Mays Reuven b'chai Shimon. If Reuven dies while Shimon's still alive, Yitan amei other Shimon. 100 bucks goes to Shimon al Yoshev with inheritors. Shemitza the kain divrei mays, because you have to. There's a positive commandment to go ahead and fulfill the desires of the person who's deceased. V'afar pisha amar dvarim v'hubari. Even though when he said it, he was healthy. Shemay amei abiyado shol shaliach adayin. Because in this case, the 100 bucks are still in the possession of Levi, who is the shaliach. Okay, switching gears a bit. A person cannot obtain or acquire a gift, okay, on behalf of someone else. So Shimon, Levi cannot acquire something on behalf of Shimon, right? Until the person acquiring it is old enough and mentally competent. The echad ish v'echad isha doesn't matter if it's a man or woman. The v'ula ish ish v'ev v'shifka, even if it's a married woman, a servant, or a maidservant. Akum, when it comes to a non-Jew, and a zocha cannot acquire property for on behalf of a Jew. Right? Since he can no longer, since he can't technically be a shaliach, so therefore he's not zocha on behalf of the Jew. Just like a Jew can't be a messenger for the non-Jew, so too can he not acquire property for the non-Jew. Let's say a child, what do you call it? How do we determine the proper age of a child to be zocha to get a matana? When he's old enough, you give him a rock, the zorko, he throws it away, but egos, vinotlo, but he gets a nut, he keeps it. Zochla atmo, so then he can receive a gift on his own behalf, and his zochla akram. He can't receive a gift on behalf of somebody else. Pachos uzelo, less than this, all right, I mean, he doesn't differentiate. Zochla atmo akram, he cannot acquire a gift nor for other people. Kaneshota, so too someone's mentally incompetent, and his zochla below akram, he's not able to acquire property nor for somebody else. A mizake, lashota, de bendas, zocha. However, when a person gives property to someone who's, let's say, mentally incompetent, through the what do you call it, shlichus of someone who's what do you call it, a bendas, then he gets, then it's zocha, then it works. About cherish zocha, so a deaf mute can acquire property. So kamosh branu behilchos gzila, as we already saw in the halachas of gzila, of stealing. Chesa zochan the katan, I feel ben yom echad. I can acquire property for a child, even a newborn. The lagadol being the fond of angel level, and for an adult, right, even in his presence or outside of his presence. Well, chaserish adam konolo, as we know. A person's courtyard acquires for him, shalom yidaito, even without his intent or knowledge of it. Alpish ena omid sham, even not staying there. Came into Gia Matana Chatzer, and once the Matana gets into his Chatzer, Gil Zacha Ba'acher, it's as if a person's acquiring his behalf. The Chatzer is like a person acquiring on behalf of the other person who sent it. So, halacha d'azmen, remember, when does this apply? The Chatzer Mishtameris. Okay, this applies to a courtyard that is being guarded. Aval B'Chatzer Shein Mishtameris, but a courtyard that's not being guarded, Kagon Sadeu B'Chor Baso. Let's say, for instance, a field or a ruined area, Achia Omebitsida, okay, that is what do you call it? The only time it works is if he's standing at the side of it, the Omer Zachli Sadi. Then it works, he has to be there saying and said, let my field acquire on my behalf. The Khanarba Mushaldam Shu Omebitsidan. So too the personal space of four amos when a person standing can acquire property. Konula Basitma Simta of Basir Shraman can also acquire in the corners of a public domain or the sides of a Khatish Inla Bailim or an unowned courtyard. I love Shusha Rabin with a pure public domain of Bistei Chavero or in his friend's field. In his Ocha, Shigim Matan Yado. Then he doesn't acquire the gift until it gets into his hand. Ukatana Tizakila Chatzera of Arba Mishla. As we saw before, a female child can acquire something by her being in a Chatzer or in the Arba Amos, her personal space. Aval Katan, the male child, in his Ocha does not get it, Achigim Matan Yado, until the gift gets into his hand, Ochi Zakil Acher, or someone accepts it on his behalf. Sorry about that. Alacha Yud. Amatana, Kiget. Excuse me, hamatana kiget, right? So a gift is like a get. She'en adam yachol limsor dvar l'shelach, because a person cannot transfer, so to speak, words to a messenger. Ketza. What does this mean? Amar l'shlosha. Let's say a person tells three people. Amru l'poni, uponi, shechdu v'chatnu, b'shtar matana, v'nu l'poni, en ziklum. If he says to three people, tell this guy and this guy and this guy to write this shtar for a gift and give it to this guy and this guy, it's meaningless. Then amru l'osan edem. But if he said to these witnesses, "V'kasvu v'nasu l'makaba," and they actually went and wrote this up and gave it to the receiver, lokana, it's not a good kin. If he tells two people, "Kasvu v'chismu v'shtar matana," sign this contract as a gift and give it to this guy. Einon yuchol nomar l'sofer lichtov. Right, they can't tell the scribe to write this thing. Elahin asman kosev will get. They themselves have to write the shtar. Let's say a person writes in the contract, "I gave this and this field to this guy." Oshakasa of Nisatiya Lo, Or he says, what do you call it? I gave it to him. Hare hi shelo, then belongs to him. Hare zocha, oh, hare hi shelo. Or he says, it is his. Then hare zocha ba, kishagir shtar liyodo. Then he acquires it once the contract gets him stand. About im kasa b'shtar et nam alo. But if he writes in the contract, all right, I will give it to him. Afi shehidu alo ba, even if the, what do you call it, witnesses testify about the shtar, lo zocha makado, the receiver doesn't get it. Achiyomer le'idim, until he says to the witnesses, kisvu shtar matana. Write this document of a gift, if it's due low, and give it to him. Because it's something low, they write and give it to him. Because the receiver doesn't get it, until the shtar matana gets it to his hand, or jizakalo bo, or someone else acquires a gift on behalf of him. Halacha yud beis. Haomer, if a guy says, nasati sade ponis laponi, if he says, I gave this field to Shimon, or Levi, v'omer lona sonli, but the receiver says, no, Yehuda says, you never gave it to me. We're suspicious that maybe the giver had someone else acquired on his behalf. Avim Amar, if he says, Kasafti Masati Lo, I wrote the contract and gave it to him. Who Amar Lo Kasal Masali? And he says, no, he didn't write and give it to me. Ima Makabal Matanahu Shamar Kane, right? So if the recipient of the gift makes a statement, Hodas Baldin Kameh Edimhu. So then what we say is that the admission, what do you call it, that he's saying is like testimony behind witnesses, Van Nosin Ocha Perosadeo. And therefore the giver can receive the produce of the field. Ben Makabal, who? Now, if it's a son of the recipient who says, Shamar Lo Nasata Avi Sadazu, that you do not give this field to my father, but no, he says, no, I wrote a gift and gave it to him, a star and gave it to him. So then, what do you call it? The produce is given over to an escrow to a third party, until we know exactly the status of the sada. Let's say a person, what do you call it, who got a gift, makes the following claim. Right? He says, it's not this thing that I have. It's not really a gift for me. Rather, I'm watching over it. Oshamar betela haisam mitchilasa. Or he says the gift was nullified from the outset. If you should look kabaltia because I did not actually accept it. Obah korchi bonus. Or I was forced to. But it was a mistake. Dvarim elu, dvarim kama. In all these cases, the claim is accepted. But nishmal zeh shvuas hases it talks to the vial. Therefore, he makes a shvuas hases like an oath, and it goes back to the owners. Finally, like a dalatana no sin. Let's say the giver makes a claim as follows. Omar shomer atalea. That you're a watchman over it, or I gave it to you without my knowledge, or was stolen by you, but he says, no, you gave it to me as a gift. The person who received the claim at the gift has to make a shua, and then he is off the hook. That is Parak Dal, and we will continue with Parak Hay next time.